This is Rick Lingle, Executive Editor with Food and Beverage Packaging, speaking with Kathy Means, Vice President of the Produce Marketing Association, about controlled atmosphere packaging.
One of the technological areas that I've followed for a number of years has been in modified and controlled atmosphere packaging. Can you comment about what you've seen or if there's any growth in that particular segment?
Yes, this is an area that we see a lot of attention. Packaging that is controlled atmosphere has been critical to the growth of the fresh cut industry. The fresh cut industry, different produce items respire at different rates. I mean, we all understand that produce is a living thing. And so once it's harvested or cut, it's still alive. Obviously, it's not going to be forever. If you leave it in your fridge too long, you find out. But it's critical that the packaging for each produce item be unique to that item's respiration rate, its ethylene sensitivity, things like that. So as the packaging companies are developing the films that make the bags for whether it's fresh cut or other items, some of these, you know, would be true for overwrap items. They pay attention to that and make sure that the packaging is going to give the produce the best shot at a good shelf life. So that's critical. Now, on controlled atmosphere, there's another component of that, which is, for example, apples are put in controlled atmosphere rooms for months, can be for months, to hold them. It basically puts them to sleep. It keeps them from respiring as much. And so that those rooms, having the packages in those rooms, it's critical that the right atmosphere be maintained and that the air can circulate. So that the apples are put to sleep, and when they come out, they're just as crunchy as when they went in, and things like that. So even though the package itself is not a controlled atmosphere, it has to be useful in a controlled atmosphere situation. We see that also when we're shipping by ships on the sea. There may be treatments. For example, bananas are harvested before they can ripen by themselves, and they're given a shot of the natural gas ethylene to start the ripening process. And that often has happened in banana ripening rooms here. You bring the green bananas in, you give them the shot of ethylene, they start to ripen, and you sell them to consumers. But we're seeing folks wanting to do that on the ship. And so that they get here and they're a little bit closer to ready to go to the consumer. So again, the packaging within those containers where there is a controlled atmosphere has to facilitate that. We also see it's not just plastic films like the bags that the fresh cut is in. There's a lot of technology that goes into the clamshells, for example, that we see more and more of. You'll see strawberries packed in those, grapes sometimes packed in those, cherry tomatoes, or no, grape tomatoes packed in those clamshells. So, yes, the technology is continually evolving, and if it had not been for some of these films, we would not be seeing the growth in fresh cut that we're seeing now. It was an integral part of that market's growth.